Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, we're on break, but the content never stops.
That's exactly
right. I mean,
right.
It slows significantly on the Weekly Planet feed, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, no episode of the Weekly Planet, which I assume is the primary reason most people subscribe.
Exactly. That's why I subscribe.
100% a disappointment to everybody. We're still talking, though, aren't we?
Still talking, man.
And we're going to lead into this great episode of the Weekly Planet.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold your horses, Mason. We're still on break. We had that crazy time travel adventure.
No, but see,
something.
What I've done here, James, is yeah. We're luring people in on the basis that they're going to get what they want.
A lie.
Something cool and interesting.
A lie.
But it's a lie. It's a lie. And then what we do is we drag this out for quite some time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a really long time to get people, you know, they get them intrigued. And sure. They're like, what is this going to be?
Do we do a fake news of the week? So people are like, oh my God, this is a regular episode.
Yeah. Hey, this week in news.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, they merged together. So I was going to say in Keaton, and they became the ultimate Batman or something.
And now they're Mendaffleck.
Mendaffleck.
They've combined together, yeah. That's right.
I don't want to see that picture. Great news, though.
Yeah, good news, I think, yeah.
That wasn't really news.
No, but that's the thing. That is the magic.
I wish I thought of a better thing or joke.
That was the best joke. But anyway, this is the thing we call clickbait, which is you're on the hook, and then you... ultimately very disappointed. We have a whole podcast about it.
Yeah, we do.
It's called We Got This Covered.
That's right.
What
inspired it, Mason, would you say?
Clickbait articles and your angry reactions to clickbait articles is what ultimately inspired. Because
that you cherry pick to annoy me.
To upset
to
you
wear
the most.
Me down.
Yeah, because what would happen is before and after we record the regular podcast, I'd be like, James, get a load of this. And you'd be like, oh. And I'd be like... there's a podcast in this. There's definitely one in it. So
absolutely. Yeah.
So we do one every month.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, let's put one in the main feed and give people a little taste. If you want to give this a listen, if you like what you hear, you can sign up to BigSandwich.co and you get one every month. As well as we do a podcast where we talk about comic books. We review a different comic book every month.
We do.
We have a movie commentary every month.
We do.
And we do the other thing. What's the other thing?
Where we pick a year.
We pick a year.
Time
and we talk about the...
that year in pop culture.
That year in pop culture. And then we're going to determine which is the best year in pop culture. And every other year is going to get cancelled.
We haven't figured it out yet. So come along for us on the ride for that, if
That's
you
right.
could.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's launch into the podcast.
All right.
We already did it, but it'll go here.
Nice. Red hot comic book movie lies shooting up your butthole. We got this covered. We got this covered. Covered. Welcome back once again, everybody, for another episode of We Got This Covered.
We got them covered.
A podcast, James.
People
James,
pay for
James,
this.
Please.
We,
James,
we should
please.
At least start it again and get this right.
I refuse to. No, absolutely not. We will not. This is going to be 20 minutes of me going, Wait, you go. Just to be clear, we're not recording this remotely.
No.
This isn't a Zoom thing. We've decided to talk over one another.
We've just never had good chemistry.
That's right, exactly. We normally fix it in editing, but whatever.
We've already got your money.
That's right. It's too late.
No, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Please don't unsubscribe.
No, we need it.
Anyway, this is a podcast where we talk about all sorts of wonderful clickbait we see around the web.
Ah, yes.
It's pretty incredible.
I love it.
I love clickbait as well.
I know you do.
I cannot turn away from it.
Do you get an influx of clickbait now to your personal email address, nickmason@gmail.nerd?
Oh, come on, mate. Oh, jeez. Giving away my accurate private email address. How dare you?
Are you getting a lot, though?
Look, personally, I'm very offended that Gmail specifically set up .nerd just for me. Like, they sent me an email to my regular email, and they're like, hey, do you want to join Gmail? And I was like, not with this, but they're like, too bad.
Too late. You've got it. We've changed everything.
We've cancelled all your regular emails. We cancelled your Alta Vista email. And I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Did you say they changed like Hotmail to Outlook or something?
I did, yeah.
I don't like it because every now and then I've got one that I have to go in and like search for something, like an old document. And I'm like, oh, this fucking... And it's always trying to install a thing or update a thing or find out where I live. And I'm like, no Outlook. No.
Also, it defeats the joy, you know? Yeah. Outlook.com. No. Hotmail, you know?
Hotmail.
Anyway, here's some hotmail this week.
I love hotmail.
This is some hot goss. Yeah. This one isn't clickbait that I'm making like fun of specifically. It's not a I thought I'd open with a kind of a this is a bit of a soft opening. It's not okay. Like I'm not going hard on this particular article. It's just got a little bit in it that brings me a great deal of joy, and I think the rest of people should hear about it. This is from Collider.com, which is a pretty reputable
I've
website.
I visited their headquarters, yeah. Their HQ.
Yeah, well,
they had a big downsizing. I remember when I went in there, I'm like, there's 100 fucking people who work here. How does this operate? We barely operate.
Get ready for another downsizing because I'm going to crush them right here.
They're going to go
out of business after this.
A lot of nice people there, I should say. Also.
No, this is going to be nice. I think probably a nice person wrote this one. This is about The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
DP Bill Pope dishes on how the sequels went wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong. Did you read about this?
Yeah, I do remember this, yeah.
And obviously people love the original The Matrix. Sequels, less so. Stuff to like about them. No, third one especially.
Yeah. I was just thinking about the things that I like about the first Matrix and I just blanked for a second while I was thinking about The Matrix.
And Bill Pope, you know, as the cinematographer, he pioneered bullet time.
Yeah.
Like the whole concept.
Oh, so it's his fault.
I think so.
Ugh. I mean, I liked it in that one.
Celebrated
movie.
For the first one, but then just the, and obviously the Bon Jovi video clip.
Sure.
But just it, you know, it went around the world and every movie for the next decade.
It became like every scary movie sequel. I remember seeing, I think it was Kung Pao, maybe there's a cow who's shooting milk from its udder and it does it or something.
Happens in Shrek, I think.
Happens in Shrek. You're right. It does happen in Shrek, yeah. Funny stuff.
Yeah, anyway, but he had some stuff to say about the sequels, which I'd like to get into.
Yeah.
Everything that was good about the first experience was not good about the last two.
Yep.
We weren't free anymore. People were looking at you. There was a lot of pressure. In my heart, I didn't like them, which I think is nice.
Right.
I felt we should be going in another direction. And that's true, like in the sense that nobody cared about The Matrix before it came out. Like the first one. It was like an independent film. There was no pressure. It doesn't seem there was any pressure.
It's like there was this swell that it became this thing.
Yeah. They had Keanu Reeves who you know, lovable guy and huge, you know, star he is now.
Yeah.
Reeves-naissance, whatever it is.
The Reeves-naissance.
Like everybody, like he was a joke at that point. I remember when the trailer for the first one came out in cinemas, people laughed.
They're like, what's The Matrix?
When Keanu Reeves came up on screen, people were like, ha ha.
Why would you do this?
And I don't think the special effects were finished either, so it just looked dumb.
And you also, from that trailer, from memory, we've done an episode on it, on those movies, but there's so much, it's just snippets of little things and it's like, what is The Matrix? And it's like, who cares? No one cares.
No one cares if Keanu Reeves is involved.
Yeah,
because he'd hit the highest highs.
Yep,
and then he'd kind of like
not lowest lows, but yeah, he's definitely he wasn't beloved, was he?
No, that's
it was like
true.
He's a plank of wood.
It's like exactly. It was like his, and that's because he was given characters that were essentially planks of wood.
Yeah,
but anyway, Pope here says. I felt like we should be going in another direction. There was a lot of friction, a lot of personal problems, and it showed up on screen, to be honest with you. It was not my most elevated moment, nor was it anyone else's. The Wachowskis had read this damn book by Stanley Kubrick that said, actors don't do natural performances until you wear them out. So let's go to take 90. I want to dig Stanley Kubrick up and kill him, which I think is...
That's fun. That's really great.
That's I had no idea that that was the case. I've never heard anybody speak of this. Maybe I just tuned it out deliberately, but I didn't know the Wachowskis were deliberately.
No, I've never heard that either.
I've also not heard of a response from the Wachowskis about this, so I don't know if they were like, yeah, that was on purpose.
In the article, didn't he say something like they shot for 300 days and it was just exhausting by the end? Like
276 shoot days.
That's crazy.
Mind-numbing and soul-numbing. And it numbs the movie. You think about The Hobbit where they shot 1, 2, and 3 and the movies are just numbing. In the books, you don't feel that because you can pick it up and put it down. In a movie shoot, it's too long. There's a limit from what you can take in.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sequel's problems may have stemmed from their brutal back-to-back shooting schedule. In the end, though, Pope has walked away with clarity and positive vibes. I just transferred them all to 4K for archive purposes at Warner's and I wrote the Wachowskis and Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne Moss that we did a good job. We should be proud of them. Yeah.
There you go. That's good.
But I've brought this.
There's some good stuff in those sequels as well.
Yeah,
no,
good elements. Really like my favorite part about this is when he dishes the dirt. This is from the article. He says, as I said earlier, actors don't do natural performances until you wear them out. So let's go to take 90. I want to dig Stanley Kubrick up and kill him. And the article says, "Wowie zowie."
Who wrote the article?
This is from Gregory Lawrence. So thank you, Gregory. This is an absolute delight.
That's terrific.
I'll bring back Wowie Zowie.
I agree.
Not only is Pope alluding to some personal problems that happened on set, problems that spilled onto the frame, but he's going after one of cinema's most vaulted directors, Stanley Kubrick. Is that supposed to say vaulted or vaunted?
Vaulted.
Vaulted.
You can vaulted.
Yeah.
90 takes is insane, though. Give it for Kubrick.
It's a Wowie Zowie amount of takes.
But I know, like, Kubrick's obviously an amazing director, had just made amazing films, but he just seemed like a prick.
Sure, yeah.
I think he could be nice. I don't think he needs to, ruin everybody's day.
Well, that's what people say about method actors. Nobody's ever a method actor and they're like, I've got to get into character of the nicest man in the world.
Yeah,
so I'm going to be nice to everybody. It's always just like, I've got to get into character as this total asshole.
Yeah, and ignore everybody and be rude and stay in character and throw
smoke indoors.
And smoke indoors, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's also, it doesn't apply to other people's jobs in movies. You know what I mean? Like, the lighting guy can't have a moment and not come out of his trailer because it's like, you're fucking fired. Like, do your job.
Yeah, yeah.
I know actors are important, but they are a component of a much. Look at the names in credits.
Yeah, right.
There's a million people.
There's too many to read, so I just read the first few and then I stop.
That's right. Directed by, and then I leave the cinema.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. And I already know who started it because I saw him.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
So why bother, you know?
Anyway,
if the lighting guy doesn't show up, it's dark.
It's dark.
It's dark out there, you know?
That's right. I mean, the actors also have to show up.
Yeah.
That's important.
I mean, sure, the actors could probably turn the lights on.
Sure. Know,
they could probably figure it out.
Yeah, they could.
That's what I, if I was an actor, that's what I'd do. I'd go on the set.
You'd be a hero. People would be like,
I'd be like,
woo.
Hey, you're doing some good job on this stage, mate. How do you do that? What's the secret? Oh, that switch there. All right, I got it. No reason, just curious, you know, just want to know how professionals do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that switch, on and then off.
On and
then
off, gotcha.
All right.
Yeah, cool.
And it tilts. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Got it. Nice.
I love how you've just thrown this whole.
Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. No reason. Just saying. It's me, Christian Bale, and I can operate my own lights.
You could do, I bet.
I could trash your lights, but I could also operate my own lights. Yeah. Oh, that's how the lights work. Good for you.
Good for him.
Oh, good for you.
Christian Bale, to his credit,
yes.
You know, he's very remorseful of that meltdown that he had. He was like, oh, I was kind of, you know, out of line or whatever. But also, it seemed like the other guy was also out of line. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Or he's directly in line. I think that's...
Well, Yeah. Right, what else we got for clickbait?
Here's a few. Let's see. Mm. I've got a big one. Big finale, I think.
Oh.
But, and you'll love it. You'll love it.
Well, don't say that because I
might
not.
This one's from screenrant.com.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't the big finale.
I should also say a lot of the times that these websites we like rag on, they do actually promote our stuff every now and then. Like, you know, that 16-bit scenes, like Screen Rant was one of the first to put that up there. I think it's because first of all, that is amazing. Like the video,
oh, yeah,
but
for
they
sure.
promote anything. They're like, look at this piece of, this is what Oscar Isaac could look like as Winnie the Pooh. Somebody put it together, you know?
They used to promote everything.
Yeah.
Soon they'll promote everything except us.
No snitches though.
No snitches. No snitches. They do great work. Love their pitch meetings. Anyway.
Yeah.
This one's from screenrant.com. Starship Troopers secret meaning explained. What it was really about. Do you think it was about?
Like
it was
fascism.
About bugs, wasn't it? No, James, you thought. What did you think it was about?
Like fascism.
You just thought, James, that it was about people fighting bugs, didn't you?
I thought it was an element of.
No, that's all you thought it was about.
That's all you thought it was about.
You thought it was about space bugs flying through space and they're evil space bugs, so we've got to shoot the space bugs. That's all you and anyone who watched that movie, whether you saw it in cinemas, whether you saw it on DVD, whether you saw it on video on demand, that's all you thought it was about,
right? You didn't see the Nazi uniforms that Neil Patrick Harris
was in. I think you mean regular spaceman uniforms, regular space army uniforms.
You didn't point out the bit where they mentioned that they invaded the bug's home planet. That's why the war started.
No, that's
not in the movie?
You didn't see that.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see that. I mean, maybe on the surface, you couldn't have seen that, obviously.
Okay, well, what does it mean then?
What are you, some sort of Starship Troopers scholar? Did you do your PhD on Starship Troopers?
I watched 1, 2, and 3 and the animated movie.
Huh.
Yeah. I never played the RTS video game though.
Well, I think you'll find James.
Okay.
You absolute rube. you cinematic dumb cop. You absolute. I understand, James. You fell off the turnip truck yesterday with regards analysis of the movie Starship.
Why is this article attacking me specifically? So
I don't
much?
Know. I don't know. But I mean, you know, they got to fill the column inches somehow. Anyway, it says here Starship Troopers, James, is more than a cult classic sci-fi action movie about soldiers killing space bugs, and its secret meaning harshly criticizes the U.S. James.
Yeah.
Mr. Sunday Movies, yes, that's what it says.
When, though?
In the movie?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out in this article. I didn't notice it. I didn't notice any kind of criticism or satire of anything in the movie Starship Troopers. I thought you went in, you watched the bugs being blown up.
Yep.
You watched a cool, sexy shower scene.
Ah, oh, so sexy.
And then you left. Mm. You just thought about killing bugs.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all you wanted.
Mm.
It's a good movie. Yeah, just the bug part. It's the only bit I remember from it.
Yeah.
So do they go in to explain like the themes and the symbolism and Neil Patrick Harris is dressed like an SS officer or whatever, like all of those things?
I mean, you've really made some leaps there, but they do.
Okay, right.
Actually, here's the thing that I didn't know. The original story of Starship Troopers came from a script called Bug Hunted Outpost 9.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know.
And then it was later adapted into the novel.
So the script came and then the novel came and then the...
Well, the script was a separate entity. It was just something called Bug Hunt and Outpost 9.
Yeah.
And then they were like, hey, can we make this a Starship Troopers movie? Because, you know, that's a big name property. Starship Troopers, the 1959 novel.
Yes.
Starship Troopers. Yes. You know, the kids are loving it. You know, the kids are...
Kids are loving it, mate.
The kids are just tearing down your Barnes & Nobles. They're like, where's Starship Troopers?
Have you ever read it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's good.
Is the movie better?
No, it's worse.
I quite like that movie, though.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah, it's good.
Because of the bug blasting and only that reason.
Yes, only because of that. But I think it's also well ahead of its time, like the way it looks and feels. It's like mean Star Wars.
Yes. I think you'll find this article states, James, that upon its release, Starship Troopers was written off as an action movie with little need for further analysis.
I don't think it was.
No, it mostly appealed to adolescents who just wanted to see as much blood and guts as possible.
It earned only
$121 million worldwide against its $105 million budget. What do you think about that?
I remember the trailer. Mm. They used the Blur song in it. They're
Did
like,
they?
Woo-hoo.
Oh, song two.
It was that kind of like.
A good one.
So yeah, that's how they marketed it.
Well, guess what, idiot?
Ah.
It says here, James, Mr. Sunday Movies.
Ah.
It is actually a military satire film commenting on the issues of nationalism and xenophobia. It's not a film that glorifies violence, but one that condemns it. Although this idea has been widely misunderstood, brackets, specifically by James, Mr. Sunday Movies. Former editor of comicbookmovie.com. Failed out of being an editor at comicbookmovie.com. That's what it says here. That's what it says.
Why are they so rude to me specifically?
I don't know, but it's like Verhoeven's previous film, such as RoboCop, he's making a statement about authoritarianism. Starship Troopers is satire, James, and keenly aware of its message against right-wing militarism and fascism.
Okay.
You can tell this because of the uniforms.
Yeah.
They look like literal Nazis.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
No, missed that at the time.
No, I did, but I guess I'm picking up on it. I feel like I like to enjoy things on the surface. Like for me, the TV show MASH is just about drunk surgeons. That's all that show is about.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
James, you know how you thought that this movie was just a straight ahead, very serious bug killing movie?
Yeah.
Well, in reality, Starship Troopers is funny.
Oh, is
a dark comedy that shows the dangers of a violent mindset. Did you know that?
Yeah.
The
okay.
fact that critics, specifically Mr. Sunday Movies,
I've never even spoken failed, about this movie at length.
Of multiple failed podcasts and websites fail to identify this aspect of the story over the years is a testament to how well it works. When taken at face value, Starship Troopers is a vapid space romp, but look a little deeper and it's so much more. And by look a little deeper, I mean... look at anything in the movie.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Listen to the words that they say.
What do you think of that?
How they funnel students into the military-industrial complex only to be slaughtered on an alien planet for a war that they shouldn't even be involved in.
Well, it's nice of you to say that now. Years too late.
How did Michael Ironside lose his arm? Because he was
in real life?
In a previous war in that movie.
Right.
You know, because he's the teacher. And then
against rats. Before the bugs, there was a war against big space rats.
Oh, not just regular rats.
Sprats, I call
Sprats,
them.
Sprats, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure
there's an explanation if people know.
Yeah.
I'm going to rewatch Starship Troopers, and not just because I missed everything, which I obviously did, but that's just thinking about that movie, I'm like, oh, man, I want to rewatch that. And then start some of the sequels and then go, oh, this was a mistake.
Speaking of Michael Ironside in a 2014 interview with Michael Ironside, he asked Paul Verhoeven at the time, he said, why was he making a right-wing fascist movie? To that, Verhoeven told him, if I tell the world that a right-wing fascist way of doing things doesn't work, no one will listen to me. So I'm going to make a perfect fascist world. Everything is beautiful, everything is shiny, everything has big guns and fancy ships, but it's only good for killing effing bugs.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that statements like this were not more widely circulated in the 1990s. We were too busy with hypercolor and slap bands.
The Matrix is coming out. We didn't know what it was.
Yeah. There were so many annoying vegans, you know? We're too busy.
Was there annoying vegans?
I don't know what era
noticed?
That was. Remember that era when people were like, vegans, they're so annoying.
Are we still in that? Are we still doing that?
Some guys.
How do you know a vegan is a vegan, Mason?
There's some people on YouTube whose whole bit right now is just like, oh, my God, vegans. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I know.
Can you imagine? You know what's more annoying than a vegan? People who are annoyed by vegans.
I agree.
By orders of magnitude. Get over it.
How do you know a vegan, though? How do you know when you see one?
Oh, the Nazi uniform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's obvious when
you think about it. Yeah, good. My brother's a vegan, the one you do like. Yeah.
Did you know that in this movie, violence is celebrated with images adapted directly from Nazi propaganda films?
Yeah, no, Mason, I
you
don't,
didn't know.
Obviously.
That is the premise. The premise of this bit we are currently doing, James, that we're in, right. Is that you...
I don't know.
You have no critical thinking skills. You didn't have any now, you don't have any then.
Sorry. I can do that. I'm sure when I first saw the movie, that's probably what I thought of it too.
Yeah.
Because I was like 13, but
well, this article goes for a very long time, so I'm just going to do headings. Nazi uniforms and imagery was used to illustrate...
You said that already.
I know. Did Starship Troopers successfully explain its real meaning? Is the heading?
I mean, yeah, I think so.
Taking away the guns, violent sex, and flying bug guts, Starship Troopers clearly condemns fascism and military rule. Nevertheless, does this come across to viewers, specifically Mr. Sunday movies? Well, he would say no.
How long is this fucking article?
It goes for a long time.
And it's just mostly just making fun of me, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it goes. I mean, there's like 10 more paragraphs, but I want to say, just on behalf of James, Mr. Sunday Movies, I just want to say he's sorry. He apologises.
I am sorry.
For not being able to observe and notice things and themes.
Can I get an opportunity to come back next week and do a miniature essay?
I'll set up a blackboard and you can write it on the blackboard.
Terrific, fantastic.
Yeah, anyway, Starship Troopers may in fact be one of the greatest anti-fascism films of all time. Okay. Surprise.
Yeah, that is a surprise to me. Mr. Sunday Movies failed editor at comic book movie.
Tab closed.
Now you never have to think about that
again.
I
never think about it ever again in my entire life.
Terrific.
Oh, I like that. James, I like these episodes where I give you a persona. And then you have to,
and then I push against it until I just give up.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
What's what?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about? You insane Hollywood ass." So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You got the big hot one for the end?
Or I got one more. I got one more little one and then a big hot one.
Love it. Let's do it.
This is from the independent.co.uk, presumably. Mm. It is? Yep. I've just double checked. The Avengers 5 plot was teased in Endgame Easter egg, according to fan theory.
Oh, here we go.
That's right. This is from a Reddit user who shared two images of the Hulk. The first is from last year's Endgame, in which the Professor Hulk is seen holding up the wreckage of Avengers HQ to prevent it from collapsing. The second shows Hulk from a specific panel in a Marvel comic book holding up a mountain. The two photos were captioned with the comment, "This can't be a coincidence, right?" It can.
It could definitely be. Article. It could also just be a homage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's so they're talking about, that's from
Secret Wars.
Hulk lifts the mountain.
Yeah, in Secret Wars. Yeah. The only time he's ever lifted anything.
Because there's also, and if you, in Spider-Man.
Mountain wreckage, same thing.
That's right. But, you know, like in Spider-Man Homecoming where he lifts that big thing and it's like a reference to that panel where he's lifting the big thing. Mm. They're not the same story.
It's no. Just,
you may have borrowed some imagery
It's a visual reference, yeah.
But we probably will get some version of Secret Wars at some point, I'd imagine.
Because it's a comic book storyline. Comic book storyline in the comics.
People know it.
People know it and it's easier than writing a new thing.
And these movies will probably go forever. So, yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
absolutely.
I say good.
That's good.
Anyway, F.
I mean, look, no shade on the person who like made that connection. Uh-huh. That's more that somebody went, that's an article.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing my Easter egg videos.
But just to be clear to that particular Reddit user, it is a coincidence.
And you're an idiot.
Exactly.
But no
get
snitches.
A clue, idiot.
Yeah, no stitches.
Anyway, I'm just gonna check. I didn't get his name on there.
Mm.
Reddit r/user/ Mr. Sunday Movies.
Ah!
James.
I'm not doing well this week, am I?
James, it's a swing and a miss for you, mate.
That is something I would definitely put in an Easter egg video, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'm not above that.
Yeah. Anyway, this is from our pals over at Cosmic Book News. This is the big finale, and this was sent to us by a bunch of people, so I appreciate everybody sending it in.
Okay.
And this is huge news. This is Star Wars news.
Your favorite.
Yeah, and it's big stuff.
Are you going to do your character? Is it hard to do your character when you're reading an article about it?
Oh, no. In this, this is a new character, a guy who's absolutely enraptured by Star Wars clickbait news.
Okay.
This is a guy who unabashedly believes Star Wars clickbait articles. He loves them. Are you ready for this?
I'm
this
ready.
Guy, James?
Yeah, I love it.
And this is, okay, this is, and also in the premise of this bit here is that I hope you'll also be excited for this. Like, I'm breaking big news. I'm hoping this is going to be big for the podcast.
And I'm like, I'm jazzed, right?
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, but you said you're hoping I'm excited.
Yeah.
Oh, but my reaction can be whatever.
Whatever you want.
So
just go with it.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
You can do this method style. You can just be a mean prick smoking if you want to.
That's my favorite type of person.
James, you ready for this? James, I've seen some Star Wars news. This is so exciting.
I love Star Wars
news. It's from a reputable source, probably.
What's the source?
I can't read it. I've temporarily lost my ability to read.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just going to go through the... Oh, I can read again. So here we go. Here's the article. All right. James, Disney is ignoring Star Wars. Kathleen Kennedy's going to be gone by 2022.
She was supposed to be gone by 2017.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly hope she's gone soon. And if this article is anything to go by, which it is, because it's an article on the internet. It's got to be real, James.
Yeah.
So...
Is this from Doomcock? Because, you know, there's that guy, that the YouTube channel Doomcock, that people, like, it all gets circulated in the same four people.
Wow, you were ahead of this news.
Am I really?
This is so incredible. Well, Disney's resetting Star Wars. They're erasing The Last Jedi. This is wild stuff. It would seem to me that would be very complicated and difficult to do.
That was 3 years ago we've been talking about. They already made a sequel. Anyway, sorry, go on.
No, James, this is from the 29th of June, 2020.
Okay.
So, look, James, just hear me out. You're going to be very excited by this. You're going to be won over by this.
All right.
The rumor is offering that there's going to be a Disney Star Wars reset. It's in the works. It's going to see Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and Skywalker basically erased. They're going to basically erase
what
them, James.
Basically
this is crazy stuff. They're basically going to erase them.
What does basically mean, though?
Well, look. This has come from Doomcock Overlord DVD YouTube channel. He's recently said that a Star Wars Civil War is happening at Lucasfilm between Kathleen Kennedy and Jon Favreau. James, these movies that made billions of dollars, that millions of people around the world, to a lot of people, they're their people's only references to Star Wars.
Yeah.
They're just going to basically erase them.
Basically.
They're going to say they're not in continuity anymore.
Basically.
This is wild, basically.
Go on.
Well, Doomcock Yeah. You know he's a reputable source because he's also previously provided those Skywalker spoilers. There's a link here, but I'm not going to click it. Presumably he said some spoilers about Rise of Skywalker and they were totally correct.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's
reputable, basically.
So he's now got a rep as Doomcock Overlord DVD. He's going to be subject to – he's going to be a breaker of news.
History books.
History books for years to come. When they do the history of – when they do those big, like, Dawling Kindersley Star Wars books, you know, they're going to be like – you're going to open it up and be like, here's the design of the lightsabers in this movie, as predicted by Doomcock Overlord DVD. Anyway.
Go on.
Getting back to the rumor.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it's basically confirmed because it's Doomcock Overlord DVD. Plans are in place to save the Star Wars franchise. They're going to save the Star Wars franchise because it's doomed.
Yeah.
Because all those billions of dollars it just made reinvigorated the franchise.
Plus, you know, the people are enjoying the TV shows at the moment.
It's doomed, though.
That's the thing. I know, I'm sorry to derail this just quickly. That's the thing about the new Star Wars stuff. The stuff that you don't like and the stuff that you do like people like The Mandalorian, they like the Clone Wars finale. It's all – Kathleen Kennedy is the one greenlighting the good stuff and the bad stuff.
She sure is.
You know
That's
what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not like – Uh-huh. They're picking, like, it's the good stuff, they'll be like, well, that was Favreau, but the bad stuff is immediately.
I mean, you say that, but I mean, who's to say where this article's going to go, James? I'm reading it for the
first
time.
Right, sorry.
And,
yeah,
and
yeah.
also, you know.
This is exciting. And this... I'm excited for them to drag out Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher's bones.
They're going to do three new ones. They're going to do, look.
Harrison Ford is nearly 80.
It's claimed the Disney Star Wars trilogy will be erased using a concept that was recently made canon in the Star Wars Rebels animated series.
Okay.
Is it the time tree? I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah, it would be, I guess.
In the season 4, episode 13, installment titled A World Between Worlds.
Yeah, that is.
The concept of the Veil of the Force was introduced, a mystical dimension of the Force that connects all time and space. Doomcock explains, I've received confirmation from two additional sources claiming that this is spot on, that indeed Lucasfilm realised that they have a massive problem on their hands, that the Star Wars franchise is all but dead, and despite Kathleen Kennedy's hatred of the idea, Lucasfilm is preparing to render the sequel trilogy null and void. So they're going to bring out a new movie and they're going to play clips from Star Wars Rebels and they're going to go, because of the magic time travel tree, the last three didn't happen. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Remember those ones? Don't worry. Forget
the new adventures. New fun. Yeah.
It's said that the events from The Force Awakens, Last Jedi and Skywalker will be removed from canon, isolated in their own alternate timeline and regarded as an Elseworlds-like installment under the label of Star Wars Legends.
Okay. So is that Star Wars Legends Legends? Because there's already Star Wars Legends.
I think it'd be regular Star Wars Legends, yeah.
But
even more
Legends. Conflict with the timeline in Legends.
Oh.
It'd have to be Legend Legends.
Probably they'll call them Lame Legends. Lame Legends. Because the old ones, people are like, oh my God, I love those old ones. They're Legends.
Yeah.
These ones, they'd be like, listen, we've listened to the fans, the true fans, the real fans, and we've decided to start a new line called Lame Legends. And we're going to rate them according to lameness.
Mm.
So obviously it's going to be Rise of Skywalker is going to be the least lame,
yeah,
because it did all the things you wanted. And then Force Awakens is going to be pretty lame,
yeah,
because it's got a girl in it.
That is lame.
And then Last Jedi is going to be up towards the top of lameness,
yeah.
And then it's just going to be a picture of Rian Johnson.
And that's the order that the movies play in when you watch them.
That's right, exactly right.
So it just ends on a picture of Rian Johnson.
And you can click the picture. He's in some cartoon stocks.
Yep.
And you can throw tomatoes at him. And okay. It's going to go, lame legend.
When is this happening? When are they doing it?
Let's see. Well, it says massive Star Wars reset incoming.
Mm.
Doomcock continues by noting the details can't be verified.
Well.
It says there may be proof it's happening in the Rise of Skywalker. Ooh, it's within the story.
Okay.
Here we go.
So the movie that they're retconning,
yes,
that people didn't like and nobody liked, I guess, Rise of Skywalker.
The details of the retconning.
The details
are
of the retconning.
They're in that movie. Okay, right. More on that below.
Yep.
Okay,
great. Terrific. Mm-hmm. Got it. Yep.
It's further noted that the plans are not set in place. Interesting. As again, Kathleen Kennedy is said to hate the idea and is said to be doing everything she can to crush it.
She would, wouldn't she?
The plans come to pass. Everything that Kathleen Kennedy did with the sequel trilogy will be destroyed, tossed out and declared obsolete. They're going to do that, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Lucasfilm's going to be like, just FYI, guys, we're tossing the old stuff out. It's obsolete.
I would be like, if they really did this also, I'd be like, this is exhausting. Like, even though I don't agree with all the sequel trilogy stuff, in particular the last one, I don't want to... do this again. I don't want another 6 years of this.
Yeah.
Just hearing about it every day. Absolutely. Can we just move past it, please? Like, it's done.
Oh, by resetting everything?
No,
just do a
Mason.
Clean break. A clean
new
break.
Characters.
We'll reset.
No, new we'll just, timelines.
No, no, no. We'll reset. We'll reset. And we'll just have Poe and Finn.
Yep.
And Dominic.
They kiss? And they all kiss?
No, no, no. They kiss girls. Oh, okay. They get in a circle with all the girls and they kiss all the girls.
Do the girls do anything? Or are they just there to be kissed?
They're just there to be kissed, pretty okay. much. And Dominic Monaghan is there and yep. all of J.J. Abrams' other friends are there.
Okay,
they're
good.
All there.
Greg Granny Grunberg's still
there. Yeah, Granny Grunberg's still alive. He's back alive.
Is Nine Numb still there? Do they bring him back from the dead? I think he died in the last
is
one.
Is he a boy?
Yeah.
Then yeah, he's back.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Akbar's back.
Akbar.
Yep, he's back. Yeah. And Luke Skywalker's back. Obviously, he's still alive.
Yep.
And he can do force lightning, and he's got two lightsabers.
It's green force lightning, though, isn't it?
Yeah. He can. He's got two lightsabers, right? And he's going to throw the lightsabers.
Yep.
And they're going to spin around and stuff. And then the Emperor's going to be like, "Ha ha, Luke Skywalker, you've thrown away your lightsaber, so now you're powerless, and I'm going to defeat you."
The Emperor's back.
Yeah, the Emperor's back. Yeah, the Emperor's back. Yeah. But then Luke Skywalker's going to be, but suck on this force. And then he's going to do green lightning, which you didn't expect.
So even though, like, in the last time we saw Luke Skywalker, canonically in this new timeline,
he
threw down his lightsaber and refused to fight the Emperor.
That's because he needed to pick up two more lightsabers.
To throw them away.
But they come back later. Well, after he's done the lightning.
Oh, then they come back.
But he wanted
to pick up two lightsabers. So if he had a second lightsaber at the end of Return of the Jedi, that's probably what he would have done.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He shouldn't have cut off Darth Vader's hand and it fell down the Death Star shaft with a lightsaber.
Because then he could have done it then. Yeah, that's true.
That's interesting.
Oh, and canonically, these lightsabers that he has, they're linked to previous lightsabers. They're made from old lightsabers.
So like your Mace Windu's maybe.
Maybe it's his. Yeah, it's his lightsaber.
One of them's purple. Got it. This is really exciting.
This is just leaked stuff. I mean, if people want to write an article about this.
I mean,
and also he's got abs. He's in the best shape of his life. Mark Hamill, best shape of his life.
Is there any de-aging going on there?
Yeah, he's the same age as he was in the original trilogy. Yeah,
it's 30 years past.
Yeah, he's younger. He's younger.
Time travel.
Yeah. That's the tree.
That means Princess Leia's in the gold bikini, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yep, good.
Yeah, skimpier, if anything.
I'm really excited for Harrison Ford to definitely do this movie as well. He'll come back.
He's coming back. Yeah.
De-aged. De-aged, okay.
De-aged. What can he have that people liked?
Just leave him.
Just leave him as he is? Yeah, cool.
He shoots everybody first. No questions
nice,
asked.
Nice, good
everybody
stuff.
Everybody he meets, kapow.
Yeah, kapow. That's right. Yeah.
Or whamzo. What was
Wowie's
that?
Wowie
Zowie. Wowie Zowie, yeah.
That's right.
New catchphrase.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to know how this is going to happen?
All the abs and the lightsaber.
And I think also when he throws a light, like if he throws Mace Windu's lightsaber,
yeah.
I reckon Mace Windu. He's canonically Mace Windu now.
Yeah, he is.
His spirit's going to appear.
Yeah.
And like guide the lightsaber.
And he says, motherfuckers.
Exactly, uncensored. He's going to say that. Yeah.
Terrific.
And the other lightsabers, Qui-Gon Jinn or something?
Nah, someone better.
Oh, yeah, someone better? Who's cool?
Quinlan Vos. He's a legend.
Kyle Katarn. It's Kyle Katarn's lightsaber. Hell yeah.
That is good.
Hell yeah.
That's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now that's a legend that is not lame.
No, I do like those games.
Anyway, if you want to know the details, we'll finish off on the details of how this is going to, it says details how Disney Star Wars will get undone. It involves the Emperor. As we mentioned, he's back.
Time travel. He's got a new robe.
Emperor Palpatine had a room on the second Death Star called the Room of Mirrors. The mirrors were created by the Emperor prior to the Death Star through the dark side using ancient Sith rituals.
Okay.
You know?
Special magic mirrors, got it.
Magic mirrors, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that in Rebels. I mean,
not just magic mirrors, dark Sith ritual magic mirrors.
Yeah, they've got like a nice ornate.
A magic mirror is something like an evil witch would have. That's not that. That's uncool. That
doesn't even make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. This is evil Sith ritual mirrors.
Yeah.
Using the mirrors, Palpatine could manipulate the Force in many ways to further his aims. For example, the use of the mirrors, not like a witch, like a cool warlock, a cool cackling person in a cloak who's looking in a mirror. The use of the mirrors allowed Palpatine to cloud the Jedi Council, to conceal himself and his dark apprentices from the Jedi and from Force sensitive that followed their fall. Using the mirrors allowed Palpatine to access the awesome powers of the Veil of the Force.
Yeah, we know.
Indispensable tools allowed him to rise to the pinnacle of ultimate power. It is the conceit that explains how Palpatine survived Darth Vader throwing him down the shaft in the throne room of the Death Star. In desperation as he fell, Palpatine opened a portal to the Veil of the Force And I entered it. This explains why Palpatine is in such a damaged state in The Rise of Skywalker, as transporting himself into the Vale without the aid of the mirrors drained him and damaged him severely.
But, so The Rise of Skywalker is canon or not? Is it...
Only the mirror part is. You know, the mirrors we didn't see? Yeah. They're canon, apparently. Anyway, Doomcock goes on to explain that the Emperor created a second set of mirrors on Exegol that allowed him to escape where he plotted the rise
of
the Empire.
Didn't they mention in the book that also he transferred his spirit into a clone?
The books are also lame legends.
Okay, yeah,
we're,
right.
We're,
yeah,
we're,
yeah, you're right, sorry.
The books are also non-canon.
You're right, games, I'm sorry.
Except for the lightsaber throwing bits, God.
Keep up, I got it. Yeah.
Regarding how things will be reset.
We'll
get to that. It explains that all one has to do is go into the Vale of Mirrors and wait for Palpatine to enter, as the Vale is a mystical dimension where all times collide, which will cause the Disney Star Wars trilogy to consign to its own alternate timeline forever as Palpatine enters the Vale and never gets back to Exegol. That moment of silence was deliberate because I'd not read this before. Okay, so how things are going to be reset, all one has to do is go into the Vale of Mirrors and wait for Palpatine to enter.
Why do you have to...
Who's going into the Vale?
Does it say?
Doesn't say.
But why do you have to wait for him?
The Emperor is prevented from using the mirrors to return. He dies as he was intended to in Return of the Jedi, and Bob's your uncle and all our problems are solved, explains
Doomcock. But you said he comes back through a mirror. What do you mean he dies? Didn't he say you got to wait for him in a mirror?
You got to wait for him in a mirror. It doesn't say who's waiting for him in a mirror.
But he dies. They said, and he dies, but all
are
that
problems are... Are we waiting for him in the mirror?
The audience.
We're the true fans. With their lightsaber.
You're into a cinema. The screen is just a big mirror and you just sit there and you wait.
And you go in.
You waste your life.
You go in and then then we get...
Ian McDermott.
You get Ian McDermott in and he does a scene where he's like, oh, I'm in the mirror. I've gone in the mirror and now I'm going to use the mirror to go to Exegol where I'm going to...
Like a witch.
Not like a witch. No, that was a slip of the tongue. Like a cool evil Sith dude. Anyway, I'm just going to use this mirror to go to Exegol and then all the sequels will happen. Oh no, it's the bravest Jedi of them all. The true fan. And then you kill him.
And then
he's struck down.
Yeah.
And then... I guess the new movie starts?
And you're the hero.
You're the hero. Yeah.
I'd watch
that. Oh, no, I defeated, but he has two lightsabers, it says.
Okay, well, look, I've mentioned before that I think they will retcon some stuff in those new movies. That's just insane, all of that shit. Right. And they have clearly set up time travel for something, but...
James, shut up. Proof of Star Wars reset. Doomcock offers proof that this may be happening in a scene that was included in Rise of Skywalker, which featured Rey confronting her dark side self, where mirrors can be seen in the background.
What is it?
Yeah, mirrors.
So you said there were no mirrors in that movie.
Well, the scene features broken mirrors.
Okay, very good. So that's the room of mirrors.
Yep. Literally anything is possible here, he says.
Okay. It's just literally anything. All right.
Yep.
I think there's certain things they can't do, though, isn't there, really? That certain things that the fans don't like.
Yes.
I wouldn't say anything is possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the multiverse may even lie a version of the Disney sequels that didn't suck, didn't outrage and alienate a huge section of the Star Wars fandom. But for now, the best we can hope for is using the Vale of the Force to obliterate the Disney sequels, banishing them to their own little funhouse mirror in the vast hall of mirrors multiverse to be forgotten as the substandard garbage they are. Thank you, Doomcock, Overlord DVD. You've done it.
You have done it. I really enjoyed that, Mason.
What I enjoy about that is that they need a vast multiversal explanation.
Yeah.
When they could just be like,
let's do it again.
Yeah.
Like they did for like the Terminator Dark Fate. They just went, we're just doing another one.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the other ones. That's what they really, you're right. That's what they could do.
Yeah.
They could just be like, we're just going to redo them if they were going to redo them.
Or they could just go, here's some Star Wars movies set somewhere else.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
This happened a year later and they're different characters.
Different
and
characters,
stuff.
Different things. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. More lightsabers.
Yeah.
This lightsaber's on a chain, so that's cool. Right. You guys like that?
Like a pen at a bank?
You have to enter the bank, space bank to use it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Wow, what an incredible, a little bit longer this week.
What an incredible episode.
We got it covered. And we did get it covered this week,
I feel.
No, we got this covered this week either. Giving them a week off.
I mean, they're probably all linked to We Got This Covered.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, and also, they haven't been every week, have they?
No, that's true.
Well, the name of the show.
Yes.
It's not specifically them, is
it? That's true. That is very true.
Great. Well, so if you do have some clickbait, send them on
email
through.
Email it in.
With the subject line, clickbait.
Clickbait. That's right.
And to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
And we'll get you clickbait. Well, maybe we'll probably do a user submitted episode.
That would be great. We should do that. Yeah, definitely.
Great. And we will not only judge the clickbait, the quality of the clickbait.
Yeah.
We will judge your judgment in sending us the clickbait.
Yeah, that's right.
Like if it's cool clickbait, we'll give you the old clickbait thumbs up. But if it's bad clickbait,
you're banned.
You're banned. That's right. We'll still keep your money.
Yeah, but you're banned. You can't get any of the
clickbait thumbs down. But then again, if it's bad, if it's good, bad clickbait,
yeah,
thumbs up.
Double thumbs up. But
if it's bad, bad clickbait, thumbs down. And you're banned.
You're banned. You're banned. And we'll get you fired.
That's
contact
right.
your work.
That's right. We'll get you cancelled.
All right. Thanks for listening, though, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for listening. And as always, guys, no snitches.
No snitches.
Hashtag no snitches.
No snitches.
No snitches. We will shut this down.
No snitches. But we'll still take your money.
We'll,
like,
we'll
shut
money.
It down.
Absolutely.
But
yeah,
we'll
shut it down.
We'll just take the money.
It keeps coming out of your account. I don't know how it works.
It's the end of the show.
Yeah, it is.
But not the end of
time?
Everything, hopefully.
Yeah, it's not the end of everything. No, 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 no.
Goodness.
I'd be more panicked, I think.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, we haven't looked outside.
No.
So maybe it is.
Exactly. But I don't want to look outside. Let's just stay in here.
Yeah, let's no blue lights and smoke for us.
No, thank you.
No lasers shooting into or out of the sky, honestly. I don't like it.
So, yeah, like we said, it's linked below if you do want to check out bigsandwich.co. A bunch of bonus stuff that goes up there every Monday. Whenever there's a new episode of The Weekly Planet, there's a new episode up there. Early episodes of Caravan of Garbage go up there and other early videos that get made. When they get made, that's how
that's
it works.
Right.
We hope you're having a good January.
Yeah.
We'll see you on the 26th, probably.
Of January.
When we're back and you're back,
yeah,
we're out of this room. No, we'll be in this room.
Yep.
We're not leaving this room.
You can go anywhere you want, but we're forever trapped in this room.
Correct.
Much like Men Daffleck.
Much like
Men Daffleck. He's expanded like the monster in Akira.
Yeah,
Tetsuo.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
He's all, he can't leave the room.
Thank you for bringing that full circle. I was like, should I delete that? No, I can't.
You can't. That's how.
It wasn't very good, but you brought it back.
Most of my callbacks are spite callbacks.
Very good. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.